Hour in News. I'm Mary Rose. Negotiations begin between the U.S. and Iran today, days after a fragile ceasefire halted fighting and brought both parties to the table in Pakistan. Vice President Vance is leading the U.S. delegation. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida hopes that Iran's leadership follows through on the ceasefire and agrees to a permanent end to the war.
All these leaders in Iran have watched all their friends die. So I think that they're going to say, well, I think there is an option here. I can stay alive and actually give the citizens of Iran some rights back. So I'm optimistic.
Scott was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Some allies are pulling their support for Congressman Eric Swalwell's gubernatorial bid amid new allegations of sexual assault.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his X account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They're absolutely false.
Swalwell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Swalwell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
The centerpiece of President Trump's economic policy, sweeping taxes on global imports, is under legal assault yet again.
The U.S. Court of International Trade heard oral arguments Friday in an attempt to overturn the temporary tariffs that President Trump turned to after the Supreme Court in February struck down his preferred choice, even bigger, even more sweeping tariffs. Defeated at the high court, Mr. Trump reached for a stopgap solution, imposing temporary worldwide tariffs under a 1974 trade law. Now, two dozen states and some businesses are challenging the president's authority to...
This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the U.S.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact, the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it as the nation becomes increasingly secular. They have launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture under a United Nations program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. The epitome of British church choir tradition is Evensong. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore says data centers are indispensable in today's digital landscape.
Guess what? If you love your cell phone, right? You've got it with you every single minute. It's like an appendage to your body. You want that cell phone to work? You need data centers, right? So just like if you want electricity, you've got to have power plants.
Moore says not only are they critical, but are a boost to the economy. He lives near one himself near D.C.
And it pays about a third of all the taxes in that county.
Moore, with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and geopolitical leverage for the U.S. The Lone Star State produced half of all U.S. oil last year. Experts say it's because of the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods. More details at srnnews.com.